Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Like the tabloids get like a bypass with celebrities because they're public figures.
On 1340 WKGN.
That was like the whole Hulk Hogan's basis of his lawsuit was like, yeah, Hulk Hogan's a celebrity. Hulk Hogan's the one with the 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea, he's a real person. He's not a celebrity. He's got a 4-inch penis.
Well, it's not mine because mine isn't that size, but we were discussing the length of Hulk Hogan's. I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Hour two, kicking off at the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Robin?
I got to start. I mean, Anthony Edwards. What are we talking about here? So we got A-Rod, who's apparently becoming a owner of the Timberwolves, right? He's going to be a part owner. Big step up for him. Exciting. And everybody knows this guy, except apparently Anthony Edwards, the rookie
He doesn't
player.
Know who A-Rod is?
Did you not see this clip?
No, I did not.
He got asked. He was literally just asked about it. And he just basically said, he was just like, I don't know who that is. I don't watch baseball. That's basically what he said.
Okay.
And he's like, I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know who it is. And then what's also...
Oh, that's J-Lo's ex-boyfriend, right?
And also what's funny about this is he's doing some sort of interview. I guess this was like a T-Wolves interview, like preseason before he started playing or whatever. And he talks about how much he loves baseball and how he watched it and played it growing up.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so... What the hell is Anthony Edwards talking about? Is he just, like, trying to play dumb here? Like, how does he not know who A-Rod is? Like, I get he's 19 or whatever, but come on, man. Come on.
I mean, A-Rod, if he's 19, when did A-Rod retire? I mean, A-Rod
retired
like,
to being 19.
I mean, did A-Rod not retire, like, in 2012 or 13?
That's 8 years ago.
I don't care. That doesn't matter. This guy's not living under a rock.
That's not true. He's 2016.
Exactly. So,
really?
Yeah. I thought it was a lot. I mean, I just know 2009 was like his big breakout, right? Like whenever, or not his big breakout, but that's the year they won the World Series.
They won the World Series in 2009.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was like whenever he was like carried the team and like finally.
Maybe it was like 12-13 when he got caught. Was that when that happened?
Yeah, he got suspended in 13. He got suspended in 14. Yeah. Came back. Okay, a year and a half. And then the Yankees were just like, you got to go. Okay.
The official quote again is.
Well, he probably should know who A-Rod is.
He said, I don't know who that is. I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know anything about baseball.
Maybe this guy's just talking to hear himself talk.
I don't know. Anthony Edwards, he's a little bit of a character anyways.
He likes the headlines.
Yeah, he does.
What do we think about A-Rod becoming an owner of the Timberwolves? I don't know if we've really talked about this.
I guess it's cool.
He's not the sole owner, though.
No, he's not got the money. He's got money, but he's not got the money. Mm. It was sold for $1.5 billion. Like, he got in business with,
Is it the same dude he bought the Mets with, or no?
No.
Okay.
Mark Lors, who is now he was going to buy them with. I mean, there was somebody else, but it was like going to be somebody who was going to buy with like J Lo. Like him and J Lo might have had the money to buy the Mets.
Yeah.
But you know, him and J Lo have broken up. Hmm. A-Rod's been desperate to get an NBA to get any type of team, so he finds Minnesota. Do we think that A-Rod, who was once a legend, Is he a legend? Had he reached legend status whenever he was with the Mariners? I mean, he was really good with them. He got that huge deal with the... Then they probably hate him because he left. Do we think the prodigal son returns home? Hey, Mariner fans, I know your baseball team sucks, but hey, remember me? Daddy's coming home. I got you a basketball team. The Sonics are back, baby! Seattle, I'm bringing the Sonics home. Tell me you love me. Forgive me for leaving you, for going to Texas. Huh? What do we think?
I don't know.
I mean, because Minnesota's been terrible. The market's not any good. The team's been trash. Seattle's desperate for a team.
If you're asking, like, if A-Rod is, like, a legend.
Well, I don't even really care about
He's probably,
that.
Like, one of the greatest players, I mean, infielders.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, he was only with the Mariners, though, I mean, for 6 years or 7 years, from 94 to 2000. 2001 was their big year where they won.
Those things were fun.
Well, he wasn't there in 2001 when they won, like, 120 games, though.
No, that was, like, kind of the ironic thing. Yeah, like, they exactly got rid of him.
Right.
And they went off.
Yeah. I mean, those things are fun. I mean, yeah, Griffey and Randy Johnson. I mean, those teams are good. But, you know, hey, could he bring the team back to Seattle? Be the hero. He does have a tie there, obviously.
I'm for that. I think Minnesota just needs to just
well, Glenn Taylor, get out of paint. Glenn Taylor, the guy who sold him, says that he has, you know, basically got a promise that they won't move. But they basically kept saying that about
who cares
the Sonics the first time moving to Oklahoma City, like they wouldn't move. So like he's going to like help the transition over the next 2 years. But like you could easily then just turn around and be like, okay, well we're out of here now.
No.
Yeah.
Because the real agreement just comes with the NBA. The NBA is the team that makes the decision on somebody whether or not somebody's going to move. So they can promise this guy whatever, but like once he's out, the other 29 owners could be like, hey, we want this relocation money. We get to split up maybe $2 billion.
Yeah.
Why not just expand the NBA, though?
Well, there's also talks about that. There's also talks about just adding two more teams, making it 32 teams, and adding one in Las Vegas, one in Seattle, which would also come with a huge, big windfall of cash for these guys, which could make up all the money lost, then some, by the pandemic in
China.
Does
that move the Grizzlies and the Pelicans to the East?
Probably.
Yeah.
Unless you put a team in Nashville.
Minnesota could also move to the East, I think.
Yeah,
I think technically, like geographically, they're not far off from being able to make that claim as well.
How would they do expanding teams? I mean, they got to take like a couple players from each team. Is that how they do it? Because that's how NHL did it when they added Vegas.
You get to protect a couple players, and then everyone else goes in, and if they get picked, they go. Now, NHL, they let you protect like what, like seven players?
I think it was, yeah.
I will say, you
worked out well for Vegas. They went to the Stanley Cup. What the? A year after they joined, right? It was like a year or two after they became a team.
Same year.
Yeah, I think it may have been. All right. Well, there you go.
Next headline, please.
All right. We have the trilogy is set. Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor, July.
Wait. We got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Hayden, horn me. Hayden, horn me ASAP. The wait is over. The wait is over. Josh Heupel has landed his first commitment of the 2022 class.
Hey!
He has done it. Josh Heupel has done it.
He can recruit. Please try. Let me guess. 5-star?
Nope.
4-star?
Nope.
Three-star?
Is he ranked? Is he ranked?
He is ranked, and he is in state, baby. Two birds with one stone. We got a commitment and an in-state commitment, my friend. He is a top 50 player.
Okay.
At his position.
Oh, yeah.
At his position. Top 50 player at his position. He is the number 49th outside linebacker in the country.
Oh, nice. Woohoo. Yeah, commitment.
Number 29 in the state of Tennessee, Elijah Herring from Murfreesboro.
Bro, which high school?
From Riverdale.
Riverdale. That's where my dad went.
Hey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were kidding.
No, yeah, my dad went to Riverdale.
We needed dad's linebackers, John.
They're good school. Good football school.
They said my dad's side of the family's from Murfreesboro, so yeah. Okay.
We've done it.
We did it.
Brian Jean Mary. Who the hell is Brian Jean Mary?
He's the linebacker's coach, inside linebacker's coach.
Okay, well, he was the guy who got it done.
Okay.
I had no clue.
I didn't know who that was either.
I had no clue who that was. Good job by you, Hayden.
I think it's Brian Jean.
Yeah.
French.
It probably is. It probably is.
Yeah.
Jean-Marie.
Jean-Marie? Oh, okay.
Oui, oui. Yeah, I think him and Get Your Chili Hot Guy are the linebackers coaches. So.
Eckler.
I thought Eckler was the tight ends coach. You know the tight ends coach?
Is he? I thought he was like outside linebackers coach.
I thought it was like tight ends and like special teams.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're probably right then.
But again, keep in mind, I had no clue who Jean Marie was.
Yeah, he is tight ends. No, actually, outside linebackers and special teams.
Okay.
So it is outside linebackers.
So we're half right. I got the special teams part of it. But we only like. So we have. Okay, so we have an inside linebackers, outside linebackers.
The tight ends coach is Golish, and he's also like the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
Fair enough. Please take back what you just tried to spray on my face. I don't want that on my face.
You have to get a towel.
Some wet wipes. Good job, Josh Heupel.
Yeah.
Woo, woo.
You did it. You finally did it. Tennessee has their first commitment. An in-state guy. Elijah Herring, number 729 overall, according to the 247 composite. Three-star outside linebacker. In terms of his offer list, I mean, I don't know how much the offer list matters at this point. Looks like Arkansas was in on him. Arizona State. Michigan's listed as having an offer out for him. Penn State's listed as having an offer. Or Penn State does not have one, no. So Michigan, I don't know if it was committable or not, would be the biggest school after him. Arkansas. Okay. Back to your headlines, please.
Big stuff, huh?
Yes.
We're back. We are back. Let's go.
24 more, maybe. if we get 25 this year.
I don't know if we're getting. Aren't we only going to take like 21? Because aren't we like putting ourselves on like a scholarship probation?
That's what we're going to say. We're going to be like, oh, well, we didn't really get these last four guys.
So really, we have five commitments already. Four ghostmen. Yeah. Like we used to play baseball in the backyard.
Four ghost runners.
There's only like two of you. Yeah, you got ghostmen on second, third. We got ghostmen in the first five spots of the recruiting class. And now we got our sixth guy.
Let's go.
When you look at it that way, it's not so bad.
On the right track. As I was saying, though, the trilogy officially set July 10th, USC 264 in Vegas, expected full capacity, ready to go. Poyer McGregor, who's excited? You guys ready for
Not
it?
Not me. Don't care. Didn't Poyer embarrass him last time they fought?
Yep.
It was.
Like, knock him out like pretty easily?
Yep. And somehow that I was saw the most something recent. Today where McGregor's yeah. still open as like the favorite. And
really?
He's the big name.
Is that all it is?
Yeah. I mean that's it because, I mean, maybe he'll take it training more seriously. I don't know, but like Poirier killed him last time.
Yeah, it was not close.
Or is it Poirier or Poirier?
Poirier.
I always thought it was Poirier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this guy that we just got, his brother is a stud in the 23 class.
Okay.
That's what people are talking about.
That works
long
for me.
Game. Pipeline. Yeah.
Let's go.
Good job by you, Heupel. We'll take the bad brother and the good one go to Clemson or Michigan.
Nice.
Yeah, his brother's rated as a 4-star, number 56 player.
Yep. Enjoy
a
Clemson.
Weak side DN.
Yep. Enjoy. Well, he might not be good enough for Clemson if he's that lowly ranked for a.
No more player state as of right now.
Okay. Hopefully we get the good brother too. Although that is going to be what? In Vegas in June, is that right? In June?
July.
July, full crowd, full capacity.
Full capacity, yep.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to. A little exciting.
McGregor needs a win.
It does. Something to get it going for
him. At least when I hear it. I guess maybe now he'll get back to at least trying to sell the fight.
Yeah.
Last time him and Poirier fought, neither one of them really talked.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really sell the fight. Maybe now they will at least try to sell the fight. They tried to do that already. They had some social media interactions over the weekend where McGregor said the fight was off. Mm-hmm. And then Poirier just said, okay, cool, and posted a picture of McGregor slumped, knocked out. Good batch of headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on FanRag. March is over. April's half the way over, which means you're running out of time to take advantage of Starch Madness over at Crown Cleaners for the rest of the month. Bring in three dress shirts. Get the fourth laundered for free at Crown Cleaners. All you got to do, go to fanrunradio.com, click on the Starch Madness logo From there, print off the coupon, stick it in with your shirts before they're picked up, or just show them the coupon on your phone when you go to take your laundry. To Crown Cleaners, two locations, one on Bearden Hill, one on North Shore Drive. Schedule free pickup and delivery online at crowncleaners.com. Support our sponsors. Take care of our sponsors. It Starts Madness. Brought to you by Crown Cleaners, Knoxville's choice for dry cleaning for over 50 years. What do you guys want to talk about? What do you got for us? Anything? Huh? Huh? What do you got? Hello? Can you hear me? Am I talking to myself?
Hello?
Did you guys see the 9-year-old Nashville girl that got rescued?
From what?
Oh.
She was kidnapped?
Yeah.
Oh.
They arrested the man who kidnapped her, her neighbor.
Oh,
and he was wearing a Tennessee jersey in his mugshot.
That was the dude, the
that was
crazy eyes a little bit, yeah.
That was crazy eyes, yes.
Crazy eyes,
that was crazy eyes for sure.
Jeez, is it just...
story's creepy, too.
I didn't read the story.
You didn't read the story?
Was creepy enough for me. I mean, you kidnapped this girl. I don't want to
hear
it
more. Like, he didn't just, like, grab her from the story I read. It was just like he, like...
Lured her in?
Yeah, basically, like, was like, hey, like, come play outside or
got
something.
Some candy
and, yeah,
thing,
like
stuff they
creep,
warn you about.
Yeah, creepy. Creepy.
That would have definitely got me as a kid if somebody offered me candy. Probably.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, sweet. Yeah, candy? What kind?
Yeah, there was a man that, I believe a man tried to get me too when I was younger.
Really?
I believe so. It's never been confirmed, obviously. But looking back on it, seems like that was going to happen. We were all out, like, working on a farm one time.
Mm-hmm.
Out on the fence row. It was hot. This guy's car kept coming by, and he kept stopping talking to me. And at one point, like, it was offering, like, to go, like, for me to, like, go with him and get some water. Like, to get some, like, snacks and drinks at the gas station up the road.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds normal.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you...
Oh, well, I was thirsty. No. I was like, no, I'm good. We got some water. My uncle's got it over here. It's fine.
So how old were you?
Like 8 or 9. 7 mm-hmm. or 8. Maybe even younger than that. Just out there helping carry stuff around.
When did you kind of realize, like, hey, that guy may
have
been a creep?
At the time, it felt a little weird.
Yeah.
At the time, it felt a little weird.
It felt pretty mature for an 8-year-old. I mean,
I feel like they teach stuff like this pretty early, no? I mean,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of an emphasis.
Stranger danger.
In the last, like decade or so.
You think so? Okay. I mean, I remember hearing it a lot whenever I was growing up, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Buddy was wearing a Tennessee jersey in Nashville, so we'll add him to our list with,
nice.
Along with our friend that had all that meth and fentanyl with the Power T tattooed on his face.
Represent.
You just got a great group out there.
However, despite the perception of our football program, despite the perception of our state, people were surveyed. I believe 1,200 people were surveyed where they were asked to rank the states.
Yeah.
Tennessee, I'll say, you know what? We had a pretty decent showing.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about our state that like people like. Maybe it's the Smoky Mountains. Maybe it's Nashville. Maybe it's Memphis. Maybe it's Dolly.
It ain't Memphis.
Some people like Memphis.
I don't think that many people like Memphis.
I don't know, man. When I was in L.A., that was the city everybody knew.
Graceland's pretty famous, bro. There's a song called Walking in Memphis.
Nobody brought up, like, Nashville. People were like, where are y'all from? And I was like, we're visiting from Tennessee. And everybody was like, oh, Memphis?
Okay.
Like, nobody was like, oh, Nashville? Knox? No, everybody was asking Memphis.
Well, I mean, theoretically, there are people. I mean, like, just to look at it from a sports perspective. If you look at the Titans, I mean, they're not the...
Nashville,
the Nashville Titans or the Tennessee Titans. Some people might not know they play in Nashville.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies are, you know, branded as the Memphis Grizzlies. I know the Predators are Nashville, but like, you know, NHL, I don't think it's as popular. Just don't put down Memphis. You don't have to put down Memphis. What's wrong?
I know that's the number one tourist attraction in the state by far.
I don't know.
Have you seen that pyramid?
That pyramid's pretty famous.
I mean, yeah.
Mike Tyson once fought there.
Hmm. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, when he couldn't get licensed in Vegas. I'm 99% sure I remember that from when I was younger, him fighting in the pyramid.
What's inside the pyramid?
Well, right now there's a Bass Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there actually a fight? Did he actually fight in Memphis? Did I make that up?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, Clifford Etienne, the Pyramid in Memphis. Okay, I thought I remember that.
Pyramid Arena, yep.
2003. All right, good job by me.
The Grizzlies should
also,
play
Did he fight Lennox Lewis there, too? Yeah, Lennox Lewis fought there, too. Oh, a big fight in 2002. All right, I didn't think I was making stuff up. All right. So Memphis is a pretty famous town. I mean, if you just look at historical relevance, Hayden, sad memories, obviously, but you know, Martin Luther King Jr. People know that from that.
It just kind of proves my point.
Blues. What are we talking? We're gonna make gun violence jokes here in Knoxville right now.
I'm not making a joke about that.
Well, I even mean joke, but that's me like I don't feel like Knoxville's very safe right now either. Have you checked the news lately?
Well.
There's been a lot of those this year. I don't feel like now's the time for us to be making Memphis dangerous jokes because Knoxville's kind of a war zone right now itself. Buddy, let's just not throw stones at other cities. Knoxville ain't got it very good right now. And actually, like since I've been in college, like the crime rate in Knoxville has been as high as Memphis. Like, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of dangerous crimes in Knoxville.
Tennessee didn't do too bad on this list. The South didn't do great, but Tennessee was solid.
That was it. The South didn't do great. Three of the of the rankings of the states, the South came in with three of the bottom four. Yeah.
And this is just wanting to visit, right? Is that the determination?
No. Basically, asking who's better.
Yeah, how they did the poll was they would give you two states and you would pick which one you prefer out of the two, and they just went through like cycled through all of them. And
okay,
basically got like
that's a long survey.
A win percentage.
Oh my god,
a little rough. Round robin.
Yeah.
Three of the bottom four: Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama. Yeah. Poor New Jersey gets lumped in there as well.
And District of Columbia.
Do you have a list, Draven? Your top five states. What would you mention? What do you think your top five states would be?
I'd say California.
Okay, not top five, idiot. Not even top 10, idiot.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, Hayden, your turn.
What does this determine? I mean, we're just better state? Like, how do you even determine that?
I'm asking what your top five states are. I'm just telling you that on this list, you're wrong.
Okay.
Top five states?
Yeah. Perception-wise?
Texas? Florida.
Although you did beat Draven. Texas comes in at number 10. Hold on, slow down. You don't get any two guesses.
Okay.
Draven, back to you. Can you get one of the top five, please, for the love of God?
New York.
Florida is my guess.
Would New York be?
Number six for you. Beat him again. New York is number eight. You keep beating Draven, but you keep getting
Come on, Draven.
Colorado.
Ding, 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 ding,
hey,
ding.
Hey, let's go.
Right, can you beat number
two.
Number two.
Colorado. Wow. I feel like Colorado's got a good perception. Yeah. The weather seems cool. You get a little bit of everything. Get the mountains if you want.
Smoke some weed.
I mean, watch the Broncos. Right. Hang out with John Elway. Hang out with Nikola Jokic. Again, smoke some weed.
Yeah.
Look at mountains, I guess. Pressure's on, Hayden.
Right, can you get
I don't
one?
Even know.
Well, there's 50 states. So you got
you guys have eliminated like seven.
Yeah, you still got some room to guess.
Let's go with like Arizona.
Hayden's got a pretty good idea, but like he's all doing like 6 through 10. Arizona comes in at number 7.
Damn.
My average is better than Draven's anyway.
Not anymore because he was right around you.
Got up
you're only beating him by two spots, and now Colorado is by far the highest. So I think his average might be beating you now. Draven. Twist the knife a little bit.
Louisiana.
No,
what? Louisiana.
Draven, what the hell are you talking about?
You destroyed your average.
How low are they?
Number 30.
Oh, my God.
People party and have a good time in New Orleans?
Have you ever been to Louisiana?
Louisiana was broke like 2 years ago. Like, yeah. Louisiana, I don't have a positive perception of it. Like,
Louisiana's an awful state.
New Orleans, like I'd like to go there and like visit, but I don't view this. The state is awful.
Living there.
It's a nasty city, too.
I don't know what we're determining this on. Is it visiting?
Better,
is it living? Is it
better,
just combination of both? Like, what are we doing here?
Your perception.
Quote, the better of two
what a
states.
Stupid survey. Somebody came to me with a survey. I'd be like, what am I determining here? What am I picking?
Well, it turns out you would pick Louisiana over 40-something other states, so maybe you're the stupid one.
Seems like they have a good time down there.
All right, Hayden, here's your chance for redemption. You can really get back in the lead here. You can get to the top five and dominate the average here.
This is tough. Let's go.
They're gonna be so mad.
Like Massachusetts.
What?
I can't say it. How do you say
it? Try it one more time.
I don't want to say it anymore.
Spell it.
M-A-S-S-A. There's a C-H in there somewhere.
Okay.
E-T-T-S. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how you spell it.
Massachusetts?
You know what I'm talking about?
Massachusetts.
Yeah,
it's a
U-E,
right?
Well,
is it U-E?
It's a U-S-E.
Oh. Well, congrats on somehow bringing your average down lower.
Congrats to you. You picked the 31st state in the country somehow.
Really?
Worse than, one spot lower than Louisiana. All right, last round, Draven.
They're going to be so mad when they hear it.
I'll go with...
I mean...
What about Washington?
Washington comes in at 15th. So your average is looking pretty good, at least.
Yeah, better.
Hayden, here's your chance. You need a top five answer.
Yeah. See, I don't know. What I'm struggling with here, John, is to go with like the rural
speaking spelling.
Yeah, rural places. But they don't really have anything.
Well, I already told
there.
You that three of the bottom four are the South, so you maybe should use that as some context clues.
I'm not picking the South.
Right, but then you guys all guessed. You already guessed all the quote-unquote big states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still one state out there that I think is pretty big that I could guess.
Well, let's hear it. What do you got for us?
I'm thinking Illinois. It's got
that's
Chicago.
That's what I was thinking as well, yeah. They aren't top five either, are they? What is this list?
Congratulations
so
to the worst guest. Draven, you win the game. Number one, Hawaii.
Oh,
I
damn.
Guess that makes sense. Yeah, kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Damn.
Colorado, number three, Virginia.
That kind of surprised me.
Yeah, what the hell's in Virginia?
I almost guessed Virginia, but then I was like, you said South. So I was like, I don't want to do that.
I don't really consider Virginia South.
Nah.
I mean, I know some people do. I'm just saying. I understand. I'm just.
The capital of Confederacy.
I understand. I'm just saying Virginia and Florida to me are both just kind of weird southern states. Like, especially like once you get up to like northern Virginia,
like Richmond.
Yeah, like anything above that to me is like not the South, but yeah, sure, like southern Virginia is for sure. Number four was Nevada, and number five North Carolina.
Oh, Nevada, could have got that.
Yeah, I sure got Nevada.
I don't know why I was thinking Utah for a second, but
Utah comes at number 27.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they have like skiing stuff like that. Everybody's nice.
That's why everyone thinks Colorado instead. I think if we're gonna go skiing, we'd rather go to Colorado than Utah.
Look at Georgia being number nine.
Georgia comes
Shout
in number
out
nine.
To Atlanta carrying the state.
The highest
and
of
Savannah
the,
probably too.
The highest of the southern states, excluding Florida. And then, like I said, Tennessee had a pretty good performance compared to the other southern states.
Where was Tennessee at?
Number 21.
Okay.
Came in ahead of South Carolina, Louisiana. Kentucky down at 42. We did good. Good job, bud.
I almost guessed Kentucky once too.
I don't know. I don't know why. What held us up? I don't know. Was it Dolly?
So are none of the northern states like up there at all? Like none. Like northeast.
New York
like northeast.
Was at eight.
New York's number
Maine
eight.
Maine
11. Vermont 14. Pennsylvania 17. I mean, that's kind of northern, not.
Yeah.
New Hampshire 19th. Good job, us. We had a good performance. You guys, on the other hand, did not. That was not a good performance.
Yeah, Hawaii.
I almost guessed Pennsylvania last,
Hawaii
too.
Should have been on.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Whenever I guess states, I just think of the Continental 48.
Yeah. District of Columbia was also included in this list, and they finished dead last, number 51. Everyone's
really?
Like, yeah, D.C. sucks.
They do suck.
It does suck.
Everyone says D.C. sucks. Let's stay out of there.
They just keep legalizing stuff, though. They
They're
got legal
Where was Oregon at?
Oregon was number 16.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Virginia is, like, legalizing everything, too.
Yeah.
Like, Virginia has legalized a lot of stuff over the last year.
Mm-hmm. Just got weed.
I thought Oregon might perform pretty well just because you can literally do anything you want there, like meth and anything like that. Like.
Yellow Oregon. I do like Oregon.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Tweeter writes in, why has no one said Hawaii? At 128, 5 minutes later, simply writes back, dumbasses. I was just going to give you guys a chance.
Who is this?
His name is Milan.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's his actual name. That's his Twitter name. His name appears to be Dylan. Mm. I was going to give you
that's
a chance
cool
to
name.
Respond.
How many followers do you got, John?
I'm going to check his followers.
Go ahead. We don't reply to anybody with less than, like, 50.
Less than 50?
Yeah.
He's got more than 50.
Okay, so we can reply.
Yeah, he's got more than 50. He's got more than 100.
All I simply say is everybody who... the two people who called us dumbasses came on the show and absolutely got ran in the
Tell them, Hayden. Tell them.
So, that's all I got to say.
Are we bringing back Team Haven versus
If he wants to come on
here...
they want
to keep running their mouths, yeah.
Do you have time to get questions ready?
Yeah,
well, what do we usually do on Thursday?
Today's Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, for tomorrow.
I'll see if he wants... Or is it an official challenge? Is that the rule? Somebody calls
if
you
he wants to come on, it's probably going to be that same guy. Who
no,
was,
it's not. This is not the same
dude,
guy.
He was like, oh, I can do it, but I can only do it on Saturdays. Like, oh. What are y'all talking about then?
Well, I was going to say, this is not the same guy that, you know, that has played before.
No, the law of all
now,
is.
This guy also did call you guys dumb as hell last week, too, whenever we were talking about the fuel truck that spilled. So this is twice.
That was not me who said that. I don't think I was even here.
Well, let's go. Let's get them on. Let's see who the real dumbass is. Yeah.
Team Haven versus the world.
Let's go.
We got a couple options. I don't know if I read this to you guys the other day, but another tweeter wrote in like during trivia. Why are you playing a trivia game against these morons? Geiger meter. Seriously, these kids don't know what the hell that is? ? So there's a couple of competitors lined up to try to take you guys on in trivia, which I thought you guys played well yesterday. I mean, I just thought that was a legendary performance by me.
I mean, answer. Lucky. Yeah. Half court buzzer.
We
would have
won
either
if I would have got the Bob Barker one.
But yeah.
I was thinking about that in bed last night. That was a little that one hurt, which
well, I'm not mad about it. I looked it up last night and I really missed about two words.
What was it?
It's have your pet spayed or neutered. And I said get your pet spayed and neutered.
Well,
so
I
really
about,
missed about
when
two
you
words.
Did say that, I did think, well, you can't get them both. You can't get spayed and neutered because they're
yeah,
two different.
I don't know.
Sexes, but
you I wasn't right really concept. Even alive when he was like the Prosperitas, was he? Was I? I mean,
when were you born again?
01.
I mean
you probably
been
like
a lot.
The. Oh,
you
young.
I mean, like, I feel like he retired like in like 2009 or 10.
Okay. See, all I think. Like, all
right, how long has Drew Carey been the host?
That's pretty much all I can remember is Drew Carey being the host.
He retired in 2007.
Okay, so like 8. That's what it says. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So Carey's been on there since 7. Okay. That's about what. Okay. It's about when I thought. All right, we'll set it up. Team Haven versus the world. You got a couple of takers. Again, I thought you guys played well yesterday. It was just a legendary shot by me. Sometimes, like I said, though.
Lucky.
Yeah. Why hit the shot? Sometimes you just got to tip the cap. Hayden's doing a good job. I'm actually really impressed with Hayden. Hayden's been very complimentary of my answer. You're the one that keeps trying to diminish it. I appreciate you, Hayden. Thank you. Draven's the one that this
tough
time.
Tough question.
Draven's the one this time that won't suck it up.
I even asked Rachel yesterday. She's like a big Marvel fan. She's watched every movie and she didn't know. She said Civil War. But I mean, I actually knew the Iron Man 3. But
Hayden's doing a good job of just tipping the cap. I'm really surprised.
Big Marvel fan and didn't get that?
Maybe Hayden is growing.
Maybe.
Maybe you're not growing. Maybe you're doing the opposite. Maybe you're regressing.
I'm just calling it how it is, John.
You think everything's lucky.
Yeah,
every
basically.
Time somebody does something good, you think it's lucky.
Or they're cheating, like the guy that beat us in trivia the one time.
Well, that guy did cheat.
Yeah, he did. That's pretty obvious. He tweeted us, what was it, like 3 hours after the show?
This is why we quit Team Haven versus the world, because I didn't want you guys yelling at anybody that beat you and accusing them of cheating and running our fan base off. Somebody loyal enough to call on the show and want to play the games.
Well, I don't respect people calling me a dumbass, so I don't care. How about that?
I agree with that.
Well, I don't think that guy called you a dumbass, the one that you had accused of cheating. I don't think he had called you a dumbass.
Robbie's a cool guy.
Yeah, Robbie hadn't really called you a dumbass. There was a couple other guys that called
and
you a
also,
dumbass.
And also, I like to point out, Robbie did not like trash us before he played.
That's
he
what
was
I'm
like,
saying.
He was, the two guys who did.
They're the ones that lost.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's what I'll say. Now, you guys have took the flamethrower to Robbie. The guy
Robbie
was,
cheated.
The guy
Robbie
that was,
cheated.
It's not like he's
integrity.
A saint.
Come on now.
The guy that was nice to you is the one that you guys have called cheaters and like let the blowtorch, let the chopper spray on.
Again, it was pretty obvious, John. Pretty obvious.
I mean, based on his voluntary reaction call the night before, I'm not sure Robbie has like the most integrity.
I mean, why? Because he smokes weed? So now you're saying anybody that smokes weed doesn't have integrity? That seems like a big leap in logic here. Chill out, Kamala. Don't lock us up.
Yeah, jeez.
Relax.
Trying to advance his career.
Yeah, just relax.
Throw this in jail.
Smoke a little weed. I mean, I don't, but if you do, I'm not going to judge you and say you don't have good character integrity. Maybe your back's hurt. Maybe you got glaucoma. It's better for you than drinking, some say.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do this game tomorrow, I don't want you yelling at the audience and accusing them of cheating and being sore losers. Because, again, you're dipping down to Hayden's level. Hayden is rising up, and, you know, he just pat me on the back and said, good shot, John. And I said, thanks, Hayden. Good job by you, too. Now, you, on the other hand, you've been crying about
that
it.
That was awesome.
Again, I'm going to call it how it is.
Again, you're crying about, you know, Suggs hitting a shot that he practices all the time in practice. That's lucky.
Practices all the time.
Lucky to you. That's what Mark Few said. Mark Few said, I thought I was going to, he always practices those. That's what Mark Few said. Shots less cool since they got their ass beat the next game.
Yep.
So everything's lucky. Julian Edelman makes a great catch in the Super Bowl. Lucky.
You can't tell me that wasn't lucky. Come on now. It literally should have been bigged. It was a tip ball that should have hit the ground, too. Luck.
Bad luck.
How was that not lucky?
Because he made a great play. Nothing he did was luck. He dove and he kept the ball off the ground. That's a great play. Now, we already talked about this. I don't want to dive back into it, but you know, the Falcons guy dropping the ball, sure. Although he can't catch. That's what happens when you can't catch and drop the ball.
That's why they play DB out there.
All right, well, I'll try to get set up with you. Hopefully you guys can get back on the winning track.
Yeah, y'all go get these guys.
I hope he doesn't have any excuses. Against.
Although I will say that, like, you guys are kind of faltering a little bit in trivia. I don't want to get you guys an easy win before next Tuesday.
Faltering? We barely lost. Barely.
Last week, the week before, you got your ass kicked.
Yeah. Coming off a new series, coming off a championship victory. A little championship hangover in that game one. I mean, it happens.
Try it four times.
It happens.
Try it four times.
Y'all got to take the initiative and get these people lined up.
I'll get them lined up.
Okay.
I'll get them lined up.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to this guy.
Yeah, we'll keep you guys in separate corners.
Yeah.
We'll let you guys get face-to-face before. I'll try to get lined up. Got some interesting developments across the NFL when it comes to workouts. We'll dive into that after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Training needs.
All right, Cam, you got the story here for us of some NFL teams making a statement of some sort, saying they're not going to take a part of, what, voluntary workouts this offseason?
Yeah, apparently they're still worried about the possibility of COVID outbreaks, things like that. Maybe this is because, you know, I don't know how many players are getting vaccinated or anything like that. But basically, I mean, it's voluntary workouts, but you know how most sports are. You know, most people growing up playing sports. Voluntary stuff's usually very highly suggested, pretty much. But we got a handful of teams releasing statements basically through the NFLPA Twitter account. Basically just talking about how they think that it's in the best interest of them and their communities to, I guess, continue with virtual off seasons up until, you know, the mandatory workouts and things like that. We got the Broncos, the Seahawks, Tampa Bay, Detroit, and New England, I think, so far, all opting out and issuing statements.
Okay, I was going to say, have any players came out and talked about it?
I haven't really seen any specific player quotes.
So, like, what's the reason here? Is this because of, like, COVID, or is it because of the 17-game schedule? Are they, like, trying to...
The statements all cite COVID. They all cite, you know, they talk about how their communities are still being affected, things like that, and how they were, you know, they were fine last year doing the virtual stuff, and they feel like it didn't affect them. And, I mean, of course, like, Tampa Bay's got a good...
Sure.
Good case there. But, yeah, it's basically stuff like that. They're like, we want to be accountable and hold each other accountable again. Stuff like that. We think it's in the best interest of, you know, everybody in the organization during the ongoing pandemic. And they're taking a stand with players across the league. So I'm assuming it's a strong push from the players, you know. Yep. It's like, yeah, I don't want to go to voluntary workouts. Let's do virtual again. Yada, yada, yada. And, yeah, we just kind of have teams coming out and committing to that.
I'm surprised the Buccaneers are doing this just because, like, Florida's basically wide open at this point, right?
It's also an all-veteran team, though, that just won the Super Bowl. Like, there's not going to be very many new faces at all. Like, I mean, this is pretty much the same. Like, what, all 22 starters are returning?
Yeah.
Still, I mean, completely open state, you know, how Brady is about getting together and just continuing to build that chemistry. I don't know. I just figured they would just go for it.
They get together and, you know, the receivers are still throwing or the quarterbacks are throwing, but it's just, I mean, if anything, there's a team that just won it that it was a pretty veteran team, or at least led by, you know, the ultimate veteran.
You think a team like New England with all these new people they just signed would be more willing to to get together and, you know, do the voluntary workouts. But, yeah, they are the latest team to they basically just said in solidarity with other players across the NFL and in the interest of our health and safety, many of us at the New England Patriots will be exercising our right to not attend voluntary workouts this offseason.
I think this is going to be I think this also has something to do with the 17-game schedule, though.
I would agree, yeah. And I mean, if you look at it, the injuries were down from the, you know, off-season things like that with the virtual workouts and things like that. So I think teams actually saw that and were like, okay, we can do virtual, still have pretty decent success in the grand scheme of everything, and it's less likely our players are going to be out here getting hurt, having lingering injuries going into the regular season, stuff like that. So, and yeah, I don't think it hurts that there's an extra game this year. So they were like, yeah, might as well take a little time off, probably. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know if more teams are gonna, you know, come out and if it's a consensus across the league.
Man, so give me the teams again.
It is New England, Denver, Detroit, Seattle, and Tampa Bay.
Okay. And New England said they're just standing with solidarity with their other players. So
yeah, well,
makes me think it'll grow in sentiments with other teams.
Because, yeah, they are the most recent one to do it. Their statement came out an hour ago. Detroit about 3 hours ago, and everybody else was yesterday.
Now, are teams still going to get in trouble? Like they tried to get the Titans in trouble last year?
For, like, the protocol stuff?
Well, not...
Violating it or whatever?
Well, just, like, I mean, like, yeah, are they still going to be like, hey, you guys can't get together and throw? Because, I mean, the Titans got in trouble for getting together to throw at, like, a high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know...
The bad boys of the NFL.
I don't know if the rules have adjusted at all, basically, to COVID protocols. I don't know if it's the same stuff as last year.
I mean, we were all the way on lockdown, like, last year around this time, or, you know, a month from now.
Yeah.
Whereas, so, you know, now, I think we're...
You would think it'd be a little more lenient.
Yeah, pretty much wide open. I said, no, the NFL would be like, look, if you don't want to get together in your facilities for this voluntary workout where there's kind of some protocols here, don't get together at all. I didn't know if they were going to try to – the NFL is going to try to force some hands here, because obviously if it's sanctioned and it's at the team facilities, it's more likely to be properly vetted and properly handled than it would be of just like, hey, come over to the house. Yeah. Although, again, I don't know how much the NFL is actually worried about that, because I would think that most of the players – and probably vaccinated, or at least, you know.
I haven't seen any statements from the NFL.
I'm sure the players, like, you got a whole team or a bunch of players going to, like, a club or something, though, and the NFL sees that, they might, might be a little different, right?
You would think so. There's still going to be protocols, of course, to an extent. I just don't know how extreme they are, if they're going to be less than last year, which you would assume so. I haven't seen any official statements from the NFL, especially not just straight up regarding these teams' decisions. Because, I mean, it is within their CBA rights to, you know, not do. That's why they are voluntary workouts. But it's going to be interesting. And I'm kind of on John's side here, thinking just it's going to be everybody slowly going to, you know, join in solidarity, and we're going to just have basically a mostly virtual offseason.
What are they even really doing, like, in these workouts? Is it just, like, actually working out and then, like, some throws? Right? Like, are they – I'm just curious, like, how much work they're actually doing.
I would say it's some preliminary playbook stuff for new guys, you know, some new schemes, if you're making any changes there. Yeah. I would say a lot of it, it can easily be done at home or in small groups. And, like, you know, if you're learning the playbook, just learn the playbook on Zoom. Learn the playbook just talking to your teammates through there.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, like, just, like, you know, meeting your other teammates. Like, if there's a couple new guys that are going to be in the DB room, you want to get all the DBs together and be like, hey, like, this is our group. You know, y'all got to be tight, stuff like that. Get them on the field together, things like that. But, yeah, all this stuff could basically be done virtually. Like, I mean, it happened last year, and I don't think we saw any teams have any, like, ill effects from it, necessarily, so.
Mm-mm. No bad injuries from it, and like no, you know, week one of the NFL, like it was really high scoring, right? Like wasn't that the narrative coming out week one? Like weren't there were a bunch of shootouts for the first like part of the season, which I don't think the NFL complains about that. Now if it would have came out and the you know week one would have been really really sloppy, and like offense was terrible and it was all defensive games and like no one was into it, they might be like, look guys, we can't do that same thing this offseason. But you know, Packers Vikings 43-34. Mm-hmm. Raiders Panthers 34-30. You know, Saints Bucks 34-23. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't as high scoring as I thought the first week. I mean, that's some of the games there were still some low scorings, but I didn't think it was anything abnormal. Like I thought, you know, overall it was at the very least a normal start to the season. You know, week two is a little bit higher scoring. Titans, Jags, 33-30. Mm-hmm. Cowboys, Falcons, 40-39.
Yeah, usually it's a slow start for most teams.
Right. It seemed to be more of normal scores.
Yeah.
Throughout the board, you know, with some, you know, higher than lower. I don't think anyone's complaining about the quality of play at the beginning, right?
Yeah, not at all.
Okay. How about this for a stupid tweet? April 14th, 2021, 1:47, so 10 minutes ago. How about this for a stupid tweet? Game of Thrones, winter is coming.
They just tweeted that?
Shut the hell up, Game of Thrones.
Those spinoffs, I guess, coming?
No one gives a damn about the spinoffs. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, everybody I know says they're not watching them just off the base of that show.
Yeah, shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. Hour two. In the books, hour three on deck is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.